The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One evening in a candlelit cabin, somewhere in the 1980s, a visitor made a remark, and a great big chunk of my back-to-the-land hippie dream collapsed. The place I lived then, with my family of four, was so far from houses and human activity that visitors were rare. This visitor, let's call him Mike, was a favorite because he'd linger, stay the night. First, he and my partner would disappear on a minor walkabout and talk their man talk together. Later, while I made dinner, Mike would lie on the floor and converse with our toddlers. After the dishes and the baby's bedtimes, we three would lounge in the candle glow colors and talk, talk, talk. News of friends far flung in other valleys, who was pregnant, who had gone to Alaska to make some cash on a cannery ship, which couples had reconfigured, when tree planting would start. We tried out new ways of thinking from Coevolution Quarterly, borrowed words and images from Gary Snyder and Wendell Berry, and fondled the meaning of our big experiment, living gently, back to the land, the earth, the future, living off the grid, and using only our share of the earth's resources. Mike leaned back and remarked, "You know, we say we live without electricity, but we don't. Just look how this house is full of things that were made with it." My eye rode the lines of the open shelves and sturdy counters of the kitchen, beautiful in their functionality. Instead of the tink-tink memory of our crude hand carpentry in the snow-stilled days of our first January, I heard the scream of a sawmill. The wood cook stove, the centerpiece of my hippie domesticity, for all its fragrant bread and day-long simmering black beans, it was made of steel, as were the axe and the chainsaw that cut the wood to fuel it. The truck. Electricity was everywhere in that room, in the rusty rose carpet, the plates and forks, the candles, even the cloth diapers that I scrubbed on a board in galvanized tubs. My beautiful, rough-hewn dream shuddered into a thud of disappointment. So where exactly is off the grid? And who lives there? I still meet the standard off-the-grid criteria. The water that runs in the kitchen sink arrives by way of rain clouds in the roof. No wires run to my house from the county road. There's a cell phone on the table, though, solar panels on the roof, and my own personal toxic waste site of lead-acid batteries in the corner of the back room. If everyone in this county cooked their food and heated their homes with wood like I do, there wouldn't be a tree left by now, and everyone with asthma would have either died or moved away. What does it mean to live off the grid when you have an electric bicycle next to the freezer in the woodshed and a satellite dish atop a pole in the garden? Off the grid ain't what it used to be. Not since the grid got off the grid. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.